G'day everyone, it's Ian here. Just thought I'd come out for a little walk and a chat to a few friends. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. It's a little bit damp after that storm that we had last night. I had a great deal of fun recording that storm for you last night. I stood out in the rain. I didn't use my iPhone, I used my little Zoom H1. And I'm glad I did too, because I got absolutely soaked. And I'm sure the Zoom can handle getting a bit damp, whereas I wouldn't want to get my iPhone that wet. And yeah, I took one for the team to get that audio for you, but it was a great deal of fun to put together. But I thought I'd come out for a walk this morning and enjoy this cool, damp air that we have that won't last for long. We've got a little bit of cloud cover, thin cloud. It'll burn off later in the morning. But it keeps the temperature down a little bit. But as the day progresses, it'll warm up and the moisture will get sucked out of the ground and it'll get humid again. And as I was chatting to Blind Birder last night, he mentioned that in Utah or Arizona, wherever he is, how high humidity for him is about 30% here in January and February. We're not quite there yet. The humidity cranks up to around about 90%, so it can get pretty sticky and pretty uncomfortable. We don't have hugely hot days here, not like down south where they can get into the mid and occasionally even high 40s. If we clock 40 degree day, it's very unusual, but we can get into the high 30s, and I tell you, a 35 degree day, which, yeah, it's pretty hot for Brisbane, a 35 degree day with 80% humidity is not a good day. No, it's not a good day. I'm pretty resilient when it comes to heat, but even those days knock me about a fair bit. But today won't be that hot. I doubt if it'll even clock 30. But it's going to be humid, which will make it seem a lot hotter. But anyway, I thought I'd come out for a bit of a walk and enjoy this beautiful morning, because I set the alarm to get up early because I want to get up and watch the 50th anniversary episode of Doctor Who, Day of the Doctor. But you know, because I go way back. I go way, 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 way back. I was a 3-year-old kiddie when the show was released. I don't think I remember watching it back then, because the reality is I probably wouldn't have a memory of being a 3-year-old. I'm pretty sure we didn't have a TV when I was only 3 anyway. But I probably saw the early repeats. And I do remember William Hartnell. And I do remember Patrick Thornton. And I remember those early characters. I watched Doctor Who right through that era, up until the early 80s, when Doctor Who went to that dark place of lacking in popularity, where they went adrift and all the characters sort of lost their juice. And I came back a few years ago when Eccleston took over the role and start following it again. I really enjoy it. It's a very silly show, but yeah, I really enjoy it. It's one of the few bits of fantasy I allow in my life. And I was looking forward to getting up and seeing it tonight. Now, I'm not a complete Whovian. I'm not so desperate that I've got to watch it. But I thought it'd be nice. So I set the alarm to get up this morning. I went to my Mac to watch it on ABC. And then I realised that I actually can't, because I don't have access to live television streaming on my computer. I can watch ABC News 24, but I can't watch any of the other channels. Oh, bugger. And I don't have a TV. I haven't had one for a very long time, so I can't watch it live. I'm going to have to wait for it to come out in iView in an hour or 3's time. Oh, well, that's the way it is. And it's probably the first time in all these 12 years that I sort of go, oh, it'd be nice to have a TV right now. It doesn't bother me too much, like I said. I'm going to watch an iView in a couple of hours, and I'm pretty good at being patient. I don't absolutely positively have to be satisfied in the moment. I can delay gratification. But if that is once in 12 years that I have missed having a television, and compare that with all of the massive advantages to not having one in my life, it's a very small price to pay, and I'm really grateful for it. I do look forward to seeing the episode, though. And maybe a little bit later today I'll sit down, and if they put up an iView this morning rather than when they repeat it tonight, I'll maybe have a cup of coffee with it and watch what they are up to. It's a fun show, I enjoy it. So I thought I'd come out and have a little bit of a walk, then I'll head home and have a breakfast and get into my day, my Sunday, and see where the day takes me. Another beautiful day in Brisbane. And yeah, it really is quite spectacularly wonderful. Whatever you're doing in your life, I hope it's going exceptionally well for you. Enjoy. Bye-bye for now.